everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Well, cattle producers, it's one of the great traditions for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Labor Day 2017 sale coming up the 14th and 15th of September from Superior Livestock. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll be offering 50,000 head this year on Thursday and Friday, September 14th and 15th, 8 a.m. Central Time both days. Superior Sunrise at 7:30 before that will be on the air. We'll be selling feeder steers and heifers on day one on Thursday, September 14th, and then wing calves and calves on cows on Friday, September 15th. If you'd like to preview the video of the cattle that'll be selling or to get information about when a lot may sell, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Labor Day 2017, September 14th, 15th. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back. Strong triple-digit gains quickly developed throughout cattle futures today with aggressive buyer support being led by the feeder cattle complex here at the end of the week, which also helped to post a $2 to $2.30 per hundredweight rally in nearby contracts. Follow-through buyer support aggressively moved into live cattle markets today as both sides of the market quickly moved back into the complex. Corn prices were higher today in live trade. September corn futures about 3 cents higher in live cattle. Spillover buying moved into the live cattle complex following aggressive support in the feeder cattle complex, as well as firm support from live cattle commercial interest, which also developed alongside the feeder cattle market. Front month October futures held gains of $1.60 per hundredweight, holding at $107.87 per hundredweight, while additional support also moved into the December contracts, pushing contracts $1.90 per hundredweight higher, above $113 per hundredweight. The premium being placed in the December through April contracts helped to spark additional market support, driving increased commercial and investment interest into the complex. In feeder cattle, strong triple-digit gains once again flooded into the feeder cattle futures, creating momentum throughout the entire cattle complex here at the end of the week. This rally pushed nearby contracts to $148 per hundredweight, which broke through short-term highs set on August 15th at $146.75 per hundredweight. Meanwhile, grain futures tried to hang on to small gains today after they battled a nervous mood in other markets. Corn prices were a little higher and tried to rebound after a late sell-off dented the mood on Thursday. December futures held to an inside day above lows for the week. Soybeans were higher and consolidated after an initial surge in Asia faded. November futures held with an inside day and tried to set up a bull flag on the chart into next week's USDA report. Finally, wheat prices fought to hold on to overnight gains after an early rally ran out of gas. Futures at all three markets had inside days battling chart resistance. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.